Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, the situation in eastern Ukraine is continuing to escalate. In the latest development, pro-Russian protesters have seized control of the city council in Kharkiv. Protesters are now moving toward a regional detention center in the eastern city, demanding the immediate release of detained activists. Now, thousands of protesters also held a rally calling for federalism. Dozens have been reported injured in clashes between supporters and opponents of the government. Meanwhile, at least three people have been killed in clashes between security forces and protesters during what Ukraine's interior minister has called an anti-terrorist operation in the eastern city of Slavyansk. Several government buildings have been occupied by pro-Russian activists there. And in Donetsk also, thousands are rallying in support of the People's Republic of Donetsk. Russia's supporters have also occupied the city council and the mayor's office in Mariupol. While the situation is also tense in the southern cities, rival rallies of pro- and anti-Russian are underway in the cities of Zaporozhye and Odessa. Well, let's cross over to Kiev, joined by Press TV's correspondent Alexandra Malakova. Alexandra, good to have you with us. Alexandra, lots of action on the ground today. Please fill us in on the latest.
In the meantime, more and more cities are being occupied by pro-Russian protesters. They keep on controlling the main state buildings in about 10 eastern cities in Ukraine. In the city of Zaporizhia and Kharkiv, they are trying to occupy the central offices. And the thing is that those cities still have their measures, and they are active, and they say that they want to negotiate with protesters. However, in the meantime, protesters who are armed with weapons say that they are not ready to negotiate. They just want the shift of the power, and they want separation from Ukraine and holding the referendum on separation and joining to Russia. During the anti-terrorist operation, one soldier was dead and two were injured, and one protester died and nine were injured. But however, these figures about protesters are not yet confirmed by the state health service. Ukrainian officials in Kiev defined those protesters as terrorists in Ukraine, and they say they will face the maximum, according to the new law, the maximum what they can get is up to imprisonment from 15 years, and they will have it because Ukraine protest officials in Kiev say that those are armed people that are not ready to negotiate, and they will face the maximum penalty which is possible.
Well, let's look at that. If that actually happens, and we see that tension is very, very high, and we saw in some areas, of course, the Ukrainian military moving in. What are those, if you've been on the ground, if you've talked to people on the ground there, are they willing to actually engage in armed conflict? Because we have seen some violence on the ground today. How far, though, are they willing to go in order to secede from Ukraine?
This is what is happening now, is some kind the prediction of experts who said that the civil war was possible in Ukraine. That's what we see now when protesters are fighting with army. Those people who were serving army, they say that if there is a signal to shoot and to fight, they will do it. And in the meantime, this is what these are the orders of the security service of Ukraine. So it seems like the civil war may arise as protesters who are supporting Russia, eager to separate from Ukraine and to join Russia, even if it urges them to use weapons against Ukrainians who are in those eastern regions now, trying to calm down the situation, and they are clashing with pro-European protesters on the ground, saying that they are supporting the government, which is backed by the U.S. and the EU, which is not right, and they demand Russia to interfere in these events. In the meantime, also, the OSCE representatives just arrived in the eastern city of Donetsk in order to see themselves what is happening in Ukraine. This happened ahead of the meeting on Thursday that will be held between the representatives of Ukraine, Russia, EU, and the US in order to find some concession and some conclusion on the events in Ukraine. However, Russia has said that if Ukraine just used force against its own protesters and own people in the east of Ukraine, the negotiations may be not held this Thursday.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes and see exactly what's happening on the ground there, and also wait for Thursday and see what that happens. Thanks so much, Alexandra Olikova from Kiev. Now.